in Chodesh, in Nishas Rosh Chodesh, as a Moshe Reviver Ben Rav Chaim. Sfir Sa'omer, and we know the Raman tells us that there are days of Chol Moed, but the Svarim HaGadoshim also tell us that the days are very much of Tshuva. We'll go through a few sources to be able to help us understand what is the Tshuva, why is Sfir Keneged Tshuva. Says the Kudjit Shemagin, on the second day of Pesach, U'svartim lechem machas ha-Shabbos. Says the Avodis Yisrael, the Kudjit Shemagin, and is coined by the Imre Pinchas or Pinchas Karitzer. He says, U'svartim is the lashon of counting. You should count the day after Shabbos, which we know Chazal tells the day after Pesach. U'svartim is the lashon of sapir, miloshon sapir v'yahalom. You have to illuminate. U'svartim lachem, you should illuminate the days, meaning you should illuminate not only the days, but illuminate yourselves. She'atem srichim la'ir lachem atzmeichem b'tshuva b'chol avonos. Just don't just count their days. U'svartim lachem. Fire up yourselves, light up yourselves. So to make sure to use these days of tshuva, to use these days of sphere as days of tshuva. Behind the shadeya tshuva tizku la'ir latar as nishmo seichem and nafsho seichem. And through tshuva, and through sumerah and asay tov, and the sincere desire to return to Rabbonu Shalom, then we'll be zocha to clean ourselves and be able to purify ourselves coming along Be'ez Hashem for Yom HaKadosh for Matan Torah. But the Oiv Yisrael gives a little deeper, a little more direct. And Oiv Yisrael Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he says, B'yam HaMa'elu Mechuyuv. A person is obligated during these days. Obligated. Kol Ish V'Ish Mi'Yisrael Letaras Asma B'Mei Sfira. Every single one of us are obligated to purify and use the days of Sfira to purify our souls. K'moshe Nitar Yisrael Me'alt V'Tumas V'Troim. At the end of the day, don't think that at the end of the day, tshuva is only for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. No, no, no. Even during Sfira, it's a time to be able to purify ourselves. The time to be able to purify ourselves from Mitzrayim to lead us to Matan. The Svarim even say, before you learn Torah, a person should do tshuva. So at the end of the day, if you have to do tshuva before you learn Torah, how much more so you have to do tshuva before Matan Torah? Whether that be Matan Torah of Lag BaOmer, Torah the Nistar, or Matan Torah on Shavuos. But at the end of the day, to be able to realize that every single second, every single minute of Sfiras HaOmer is an opportunity for us to be able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, connect back to our true selves. And this is what the Rav Chitzur, the Zera Kodesh, writes in Parshas Bahar. He says, at the end of the day, Yimei Sfira Hem Yimei Tshuva. Sheyesh Nun Sharei Tshuva. We know that there are 50 gates of Tshuva. Va'anu Sofrim Lavola Shara Nun. We don't count the 50th, but we count up to the 50th. At the end of the day, for us to be able to show ourselves, to purify ourselves. Kidei latareinu mikibalsinu mitumalsinu, like we say in the Lashon after Sfira, to purify ourselves from the klipos and from the tumah of Mitzrayim. At the end of the day, we left Egypt, we left Yamsuf, but we still have to get the filth off, says the Rav Chitzur. It takes time to get the filth off. And how do you get that filth off? Dafka during the days of Sfira. And if you think this is just a Hasidic thing, listen to these words of the Yavitz, of Yaakov Emden writes in Perkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Alpha, just as Yartzei yesterday, Lama Nisan. Shahavoda b'yamim elu hi liskoni l'kaval satara u'letaher min atumo v'lechluchim amonim v'sanefesh me'asagosa. Our job during these days of Sfiras HaOmer is to purify ourselves from the filth and from all the stuff that we got involved with in Mitzrayim, but not only in Mitzrayim, but in our own personal Mitzrayim. L'chein loim dimayim Perkei Avos, and this is why he says it's the minhag of Klal Yisrael to learn Perkei Avos. Why? During Sfira, because there's such beautiful things in Pirkei Avos that can awaken the Jewish neshama to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to return to our true selves. And this is just to review that Avodah Zarah, the Kudshus says that Usvartim is Lojan Sapir, Usvartim Lachem. Don't just count the days, but count yourself. Light up yourself, says the Avodah Zarah. Light up the days and be able to make sure you're using these days of kedusha for holiness. And that Ovi Yisrael says a little clearly, Mechuyav, it's an obligation on every single person to be able to do tshuva during these days, leaving Egypt, and leaving your own personal Mitzrayim, to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is exactly what the Rav Chitzur tells us. At the end of the day, they're called Yimei HaTshuva, because we know that there are 50 gates of tshuva. Nun, there's 49th level of tumah, the 50th level of tumah, we'll be able to fall, we never come back. So to the opposite way, there's 50 levels of tshuva. We go up to the 50th, says the Rav Chitzur, because we're able to realize that every single minute, we have the ability to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu during these days. And this is what the Yavit says, that these days are the May of Tahara. Specifically, how do we be able to do tshuva? Specifically by learning Perkei Avos. Because they're ma'orah the nefesh, they're ma'orah ourselves, they're ma'orah to the chashuvim ha-mekarvim is the nefesh, the boro, ma'orah mas la'avaroso. So as the Shem Shizokh to be able to do tshuva, not the tshuva me'yirava, tshuva me'ava. And if we think that you can't do all tshuva at once, Rav Palm has a beautiful Torah. Said that by Yamin Aram, my friend Rav Tzara Melitsky told me this last night. Sometimes we think Rav Palm tells us that you have to do shuva all at once, but sometimes there's a little type of shuva, and the shuva is one step at a time. Be able to realize that you will do one step at a time, one minute at a time. Maybe that's the vote of Sirius Omer. The vote of Sirius Omer is to take one day at a time. And that's why the Gemara tells us, when I end off with this, the Gemara tells us about the Metzias Samach Alpha Medbez, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it would have been good enough for me to take you out of Mitzrayim, just so you could stay away from the Shrutzim, from the bugs. And it says the Kudja Tamagam, the vote of Israel, just to stay away from the bugs, that's what would have been good enough to take it out of Mitzrayim, just to be able to not be given Tumah. So he says, yes, yeah, Sheretz is a loss on Sheratz. A Sheretz that always looks like it's running, but that's tum. That's tumah. Tumah is when you always have to do everything in one shot. That's a sheretz. It's tumah. It wouldn't be good enough for me to take you out of Mitzrayim to realize, to teach you at the end of the day to stay away from sheretz. Stay away from sheratz. Stay away from trying to fix everything in one shot. Everything one step at a time. Today is gvur shebetiferes. Tonight, Emet Hashem, is teferes shebetiferes. One step at a time. One day at a time. And we got a little halachic. Rav Soloveitchik says the whole idea of Sirius Omer, you have to, if you miss a day, you can't count according to the Bahag, right? You can't count the next day. Why? Because it's got to be continuous. Halachically, it's got to be continuous count. You can't get to 14 unless you get to 15. You can't get to 15 unless you get to 16. It's got to be continuous. What does that mean? Continuous means every single day, doing our job, doing our avoda, davening, learning, taking care of the family with patience, with love and midos, and our talmud Torah and our learning and our chesed, Bez Hashem. One step at a time, to be able to use these days of tshuva, Bez Hashem Yisparach Shach.